Mikvos Paragal of Mishnah Hale Zechar Nishma Shraga Feivel Ben Mechol Tzvi Me'ema Sai Taharasan. At the end of the previous Mishnah, we talked about pool water that is near a town or a road, and we assume, since many people pass by, that a Tameh person, since most people are Amaratzim, a Tameh person may have drunk directly from the pool and caused Tameh water to be left over after it spilled out or after it kind of dripped back into the pool. So when do we say that this pool water near an ear or a derech, or in a situation where it's far away, where people still pass by, is considered to be tahar? What situation? Beishamei omrim, misheyirbu v'yishtofu. Once the rainwater exceeds the water that was already in the pool, so we say it's mostly rainwater now, then we say that it is tahar. And it also has to overflow from the rim. That is v'yishtofu. It has to overflow the lip. And as a result, that shows you that it's definitely the rainwater that caused the rising water level. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Rabu Avu Bishalo Shatfu. Beis Hillel say, on the other hand, if the pool water went up, the water level went up from rainwater, but it didn't overflow, it's still considered to be Tahar as our presumption of Tahara. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shatfu Avu Bishalo Rabu. Rabbi Shimon says, if the water overflowed the rim and spilled out, even if the rainwater didn't, for example, double the water level in the pool, it was a shallow pool, or if the pool was full, then the water overflows, even if it was just a short rain, even so, we consider that to be tahar. The halacha is like Beis Hillel, that it has to go up significantly without necessarily overflowing. K'sheirin l'chala v'litam hen lo yodayim. And then the purified water in this pool is fit for kneading dough from which challah had not been taken out yet. So you can make dough with a presumption of tahara on the dough and still take out challah. Or the dough could be used for challah. You can also use the water to rinse the kalim that are going to be used for kneading and making challah. You could use it for truma as well. And for hand washing, whenever you need to wash your hands, you take water in a keli and pour it on your hands. Dipping your hands in a mikvah also works, but only if it's 40 sa'ah or more. If it's not 40 sa'ah, if it's less than 40 sa'ah, dipping one's hands is not the same as netilas yadayim. Mishnah Vav, now we go back to the six levels of Sheish Ma'alos Pamikvos that we mentioned in the first Mishnah. The first level was a pool. On a higher level, Lama'a Lamehen is Meitam Sio Shelo Pasku. As we mentioned on a previous Mishnah, level two is rainwater ponds, which collected from flow down from the mountains that have not stopped. The flowing of water from the mountains has not ceased at any point. And so, even though these ponds have water that's not Mayim She'uvim, and it's less than 40 sa'ah, it is a higher level than the pool water. Because as the flow of the mountain water continues, the water that may have become tummy inside this pool or pond now is bottle, thanks to the freshly falling rainwater that's flowing into it. So level one was the pool water, the Megivoyim. Level two is Meitam Tzios. In these situations, Shasa Tameh, if, as we saw in the first Mishnah in the Masechta, if a Tameh person drank from a rainwater pond while the flow is continuing into it, Vishasa Tahar, and then a Tahar person drinks from it immediately afterwards, Tahar, he actually remains Tahar, because as long as the water is still flowing, there's a bittle of any Tumah that came in. Shasa Tameh Umile Bechli Tahar. If, as our cases have had before, a tummy person drank straight from the pool, even if some droplets bounced back into the pool, and then he filled a tahar keli with water from the same pool, tahar, the keli remains tahar, the water remains tahar, because as long as the mountain flow is going on, everything is considered to be tahar. Shasa tameh v'nof al kikar shel truma. If, as in our first several Mishnayos, a tummy person drank from the water, may have even spit a little water back in, and then a loaf of truma bread falls in, even if he intended to rinse it from the pond, tahar, it is still tahar because the flowing water continues to maintain that constant level of tahara. Mili bechli tameh v'shasa tahar. If he used a tameh keli to scoop some water out, even if some spilled back, and then a tahar person comes to drink it, tahar, the second drinking person remains tahar, because again, all tuma is nullified by the constant flow of the water. Mile bechli tame umile bechli tahar. Or if he scooped out water in a tame keli, may have spilled a little back, and then scoops out water in a tahar keli, the tahar keli is tahar and remains tahar because the pond water is tahar. We're going through all the permutations here. If he used a tamei keli to scoop out water, in a previous case in this Mishnah, he drank from it. But now he used a tamei keli to scoop out water, and then a kikar shel truma, a truma loaf falls in, even if he intended fully to rinse the truma loaf in the pond, tahar, because the constantly flowing mountain pond water, Poland spring, continues to allow things to go on as tahar. Naflu mayim tameim v'shasa tahar. Continuing with things we mentioned early in the Masechta, if somebody spills tamei water into this mountain pond, and then a tahar person comes to drink, tahar, he's considered tahar, because again, the ongoing flow keeps everything tahar. Naflu mayim tameim umilei b'chli tahar. If tamei water fell into the pond, and then he scooped some water out in a tahar keli, then the keli remains tahar. Naflu mayim tameim v'nafal kikar shel truma. And again, the same case as we mentioned before, if tamei water fell in and then a truma loaf falls in, afal pi shehidiach, even if he fully showed kavana to rinse the truma loaf in the pond water, tahar, it is still tahar. The ongoing mountain stream flow continues to allow everything that's in it to be tahar. Ksherun la truma, the litzel mehem la yodayim, and the waters of this ongoing flowing mountain rainwater pond are fit to be used for truma whenever needed, whether you want to use it to make as part of the ingredients for the loaf or to rinse out the truma kalim, and for the washing of hands whenever needed. You cannot be toivel in it because it's less than 40 sa'a. So a person or a keli that you use for tevila to remove tuma, that would not work because the quantity of water is too little. But you certainly can use it for tahar purposes because the water is tahar. So we see that the rainwater pond is on a much higher level than the Mei Givaim that we saw in the first several Mishnayos because of this concept of the ongoing flowing water.